You know, I'm gonna keep it real. I didn't know Cat Williams would have so much of an impact. I know we talked about this on your show Friday, but he just did another joint with Willie D.
Willie D,
That
I gotta watch
racked
it.
in a couple million in a day. I wouldn't have, I just wouldn't expected Cat Williams to have so much impact when it comes to social media right now.
Well, he's the fans love him, and then he's speaking his truth about everybody else. And people like to hear that type of stuff, so.
He was going in, and then the thing about it, he made so many other people respond. Like, it's just been a content builder. Like, so many people got something to say, whether it's a reaction, whether people responding directly to something he said to about them. It's just been lit, thanks to Cat Williams.
He blessed Shannon Sharp's platform. He did it. He went to Two
My.
Brothers platforms. Two Brothers platforms.
And I thought about that this morning, Hank. I'm like, man, Cat Williams, you talking about 50 million views, you know what I'm saying, in totality, and he gave it to the brothers. He could have really went anywhere with it, and he gave it to the brothers. Not only the brothers, like, let's be honest, like, Willie D, he's definitely a pioneer in and he's been doing his media thing for a minute. So much respect that Club Shay Shay is fairly new. Those are kind of fairly, up and coming still, I think, platforms, even though they got some type of establishment. So to see the Cat put that, that focus on them, gotta be crazy. And he called it. I saw the clip where he told Shannon, he was like, man, yo, this is going to set the tone.
He said, don't worry about it. They all gonna want to come to your couch now, to your platform.
Bro, that is money.
Cat know what he's doing. They say he's, pretty brilliant, so he did a good job hooking those brothers up. And like we were saying on my platform, he's gonna win on the other end because he's got a tour right now. So how many more tickets are gonna sell? How much more merchandise is gonna sell for him right now as well?
Well, he is lit right now. But do you think this is going to be the extent of how polarizing this situation will be? Like, will he get opportunities, you think, because of this? Or is he just going to have to live in the moment? This is going to be it for him.
No, he's gonna get some opportunities.
Think so?
I'm sure he probably gets opportunities all the time, but when you got the spotlight on you like this, then people are really gonna want to work with you because your name is hot. So he already has a name anyway, so he's gonna get more things thrown his way because of this situation. And again, I think if they can do a part two, that'll probably be in the future, it's gonna be even more explosive.
Damn, I wish Cat would have came, gave us an interview. We need you, Cat. My God, we could use Cat
Blow
Williams right now, man. Blow us up. All right, man. Y'all already know what we're here for. NBA community. It's the Best of Seven Sports Talk, episode 184. Let's hit the damn intro and start the show. That's right. We are in the building. Cole, do you want to join us on this podcast? I don't usually have open guests on the pod, but you already know you're part of the family. So let me drop this right now in case you decide that you want to come up and rock out with episode 184. You guys are now rocking with the best, man. This is the what you call it, Hank? This is Boss Talk, right?
BOSS. Boss
Y'all
talk.
already know, man. Y'all already know the vibes. Welcome back, y'all, to the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm your host, moderator, as always, Seven Mitchell. We in the building, episode 184. Shout out. I'm so excited, man. I think this might be my first show of the new year, bro, if I'm not mistaken. Oh,
Happy New
yeah.
Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
About to turn it up over here, man. Shout out to my partner in crime, my dog, my brother. Joining me tonight for episode 184 from Sports Game Vision, we got Hank in the building. Hank, what's good, brother?
Oh man, it's all great. It's all great.
You know, I got. Let me give Hank a round of applause. Man. He's doing his thing.
Appreciate it, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I get up every morning because I start work at 9:30. I get up every morning, and I gotta be honest. I don't listen to my own content. I'm locked in the Hank Show every morning. I'm listening to playbacks and stuff, and I'm on there. I'm on there, so I am getting to listen to a little bit of me. But Hank, bro, you have really put something special together, man. Every Friday, and I be locked in the mornings, man, catching up to everything that we done talked about in the week, man. So keep doing your thing, G.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you being on the platform with me as well. Blessing it.
All day, every day, man. Tons of fun. Make sure y'all subscribe to my brother Hank Sports Gang Vision on YouTube as well as everywhere else that he got it rocking and rolling on social media. Tonight, man, we got a crazy show going down tonight here on the Best of Seven, man. Episode 184. 10 players, boys and girls, that need to be traded. We're going to talk about it unfiltered, uninterrupted. Y'all make sure y'all smash that like button, subscribe to this channel if you're new. Let's get into some NBA news first before we get things started. Hank, let me kind of pull things up. Now, what did you bring to my attention, Hank, while I'm trying to get this together? You brought something to my attention, I think, before we had kind of got on air, if I'm not mistaken.
Kawhi Leonard has signed a new contract extension with the Los Angeles Clippers, 3 years around, I believe, $153 million. Big deals. I thought they may have let him walk, and they gave him the extension. I think they wanted to get a hometown discount, and I believe they did get a discount. I don't think he got the total max, and they're still trying to put the deals together for Paul George, and, of course, they can't talk to James Harden until after the season.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see this coming down the pipeline, man. We talked about how all of their main pieces for the Los Angeles Clippers, they were going to be potentially free agents in the summer. So we were wondering how this thing was going to work from Westbrook to Harden to PG to Kawhi. So they locked Paul George in. What was this deal? 3 years, $153 million extension.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. There's no player option for Kawhi in this deal. So he's pretty much locked in. What's your reaction, bro? Was this a good move by the Clippers?
Yeah, I mean, we know Kawhi is a great player. So having him on the team is a bonus. Plus, again, we've already talked about, I've talked about a million times, that new arena is opening in L.A., this coming up year, so yeah. They need star power. He's still a star with his New Balance shoes. And then you got James and Paul George. Was Paul George Nike? And I think James Harden would do this. Having those guys there to open up their new building is going to be a plus. And the way they're looking right now, they can keep it up. They're going to have a lot of buzz in the city. Beyond, of course, the LA Lakers.
Behind or in front? Let's be clear before we start this show off. How are you projecting this thing to play out? You got these guys being better than the Lakers right now? Are they a better
as
team?
As of right now, they're better as far as the way the season is going. But again, we don't know how it's going to turn out because injuries have always been a problem for these guys. Mm-hmm. So. Kawhi, especially if Kawhi goes down, I don't think they have a chance because we already know how playoff James Harden is.
He ain't the only one that come up short in the playoffs. I wish y'all stopped doing that. What about Russ? Ooh. What about Paul George? Those guys shout. Those
Paul
guys
George
sure
stepped
improved.
Up.
Huh?
Paul George stepped up.
Yeah.
When you see Paul George stepping up in the playoffs?
That year that Kawhi went down, he got him to the conference finals. That was PG.
Okay. All right. That's what we all right. 1 year. What have you all right? That's what we're doing. Cole, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
What's up, Cole?
Man, you see Kawhi got the big money, man. This is the first show of this new year here on the Best of Seven. And Hank dropped the bomb on me earlier. Let me know that Kawhi got this big old extension. Mm-hmm. What's your reaction to this $150 something million deal the Clippers gave him?
Hey man, they paying that man 150 to lose, man. That's crazy.
That ain't what Hank's saying.
I think they're gonna be decent, man. The way they're playing right now, they're pretty good, but they gotta stay healthy. That's the problem.
The games don't translate to the playoffs outside of PG.
Yo, y'all got a lot. We're gonna talk about Paul George a little bit later on. I got something special down the pipeline when we talk about Paul George. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Miami Heat are interested in Donovan Mitchell. We're gonna talk about Donovan Mitchell in a little bit. Oh, I want to hear what Kenya Martin had to say about Kobe Bryant.
In my 15 years of playing basketball, Kobe Bryant was the best basketball player in the National Basketball Association. Mm-hmm. Without fucking question.
Damn, man.
Wow. Was why.
What you think about that, Hank?
That was his opinion. I mean, when he played.
Yeah.
You like that, NBA? You like that bull crap?
Thank BA.
Thank you.
What up, BA?
I appreciate you, Kenyon Martin. Yes. Salute, fellas. I appreciate you.
Salute, my brother, BA. Get your balls up. Listen. I appreciate the caveat, how he broke it down in his 15 years. He's speaking from a biased standpoint. I think we can all agree from that, right?
Yeah.
Is it really biased?
Yes.
Yeah, because what Allen Iverson should have said. This is why I got a problem with AI, because AI didn't want to put that caveat out there, putting LeBron James in the category of the rest. Like, AI is bugging. But Kenya Martin, I respect what he's saying. Like, he's clearly going by one-on-one experience, him facing Kobe directly, and he probably was the best. Did Kenya play LeBron in his prime?
Yeah.
LeBron
towards the end of his career, though, of course.
Yeah,
he said LeBron.
Okay, I'm saying towards in LeBron's prime, was Kenyon playing ball?
Yeah,
in his athletic prime. But
okay, yeah. Okay, all right,
yeah,
okay. Man, oh,
Kobe the GOAT, man. People just need to stop hating.
He's either
1A or 1B. I don't know why people can't get that through the list.
I think he needs to be in the conversation. So even Shaq went on Stephen A's podcast. Like, it's not that I don't love Michael or LeBron. It's just I feel Kobe should be in the conversation too, and they just totally dismiss him. And I think that's a true statement.
But you think what's a true statement, that Kobe should be in the convo?
He should be in the conversation.
Exactly.
Kobe was nice, man.
Thank
or
you.
Or on my platform, he was thing? Solid. I mean, a backlash on my platform for saying solid. He was solid.
Thank you. I appreciate
How can
you.
He be in the conversation, though? I'm.
How can he not?
Respectfully.
What's his GOAT case? Just say his GOAT case.
His GOAT case is everything.
No,
it's his whole resume. We can talk about his defensive teams all the time. We can talk about scoring. We can talk about everything. We can talk about 5 championships. We can talk about the only reason why a lot of people don't like him is specifically because of a case he caught that threw him out the spotlight. Which, what did he do? He started from he started at the bottom, got to the top, got back to the bottom, and then got back to the top.
Well,
we can talk about this.
Speaking on that case. Was that a self-inflicted wound, or did we just make up that story on Kobe?
Bro, it was a self-inflicted case. Like, any man that does anything, like, as a man, when you go out into the world and you do things and you get caught up. That happened to him. But we're not going to act like this same person didn't use that as motivation and became the best player in the world, Craig. The best player in the world.
Man, I remember that case was going on. He was dropping 40 a night. That was crazy. Yeah. I would have fumbled during that time. I'd have averaged 0.0
points. A lot of people would have folded. A lot of people would have folded, no doubt about that. What do y'all think about this story right here? The Miami Heat actually waited until Eric Spoelstra's divorce was finalized to give him his record-breaking $120 million coaching deal. Which I think
that's what you do for the best coach in the league.
Hey,
wow.
Shout out to Pat Riley. He must have been through some divorces himself. Shout out
exactly.
to Pat Riley. Yeah. She ain't getting none of that money.
Oh, good Lord.
Man.
She wasn't in that film room at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Talk to him.
This is the ex-wife?
You know, you got that money. You know you get them baddies that they don't care about you. They only care about your money. But you get them baddies though, like that.
Oh my God!
Right. We'll hit it with the Kanye. Every time we turn around, fellas, this rookie ladder is kind of going back and forth. It seemed like week by week. Now Victor is leading the charge. Cole, what are the chances Victor is more than likely going to end the season with this award?
I think it's about a 70% chance. I feel like Chet a better player, but the hype is just going to carry him. I feel like it's going to be like LeBron and Carmelo. Like, they're going to have similar years. One going to have more success than the other. But Wemby being LeBron in this case going to get the rookie of the year.
B.A., why is it so instrumental for wins to be in element when we talk about MVP? But rookie of the year, you don't really have to have wins. Why do you people get so much of a pass?
I guess rookie, when they base you off a rookie of the year, they're not basing off a really current. It's more of a projected thing. They look at your stats because a lot of rookies every year, I know y'all notice this, they're up and down. They're up and down. So pretty much they're projecting what he can be. And in this case, when it comes to Wemby, they're looking at him as being the face of the NBA soon. So we don't want Chet Holmgren to win. And I'm not saying me personally, but the NBA does not want Chet Holmgren to win this award. Let's keep it 100. They need Wemby to win this.
That's crazy.
But
what's the main reason behind that? Is it the global thing?
Yes. Exactly. You hit it right on the nose, bro. It's global. It's money. It's everything. And global brings in more cash and brings in more eyes. And then Wemby has the look. He's super clean cut. He's soft-spoken. He's friendly with the people, etc. Chet is out there acting like a brother. Got the little fade on the side. He be sitting there, he be talking like he hood and all of that. Wemby don't do that.
What Pat Beverly say, B.A.?
Don't tell us.
I'm trying not to say the word. You know what he said.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it. But you know, we know. If you know, you know.
Yeah. Facts. That was crazy.
What about you, Hank, bro? Like, what's your thoughts on how the ladder is right now? What are your chances you think of Victor really staying and winning this thing at the end of the year?
Well, he's got to continue to play well. We talked about him before too, as well as he's stepping up in big time moments when they got the spotlight on him, and they again, like B.A. is saying, they want him to be the face, and I think he will be. But I feel it should be a combination of everything, how you impact the team, wins, and all that. But for a rookie, it seems like they don't value that as much. They want to see how you're doing individually, which, you know, in his case, would be a benefit.
Okay. Gotcha. I want to say one quick thing, Seven. Remember Ja Morant, right? He ended up running away. They didn't want Ja Morant. They didn't want Ja Morant with that. It worked out in the long run. Well, it didn't even really work out in the long run. But they didn't want Ja Morant. They were like, Zion. But Zion had his little issue.
You right. That's ill. I don't know. I like the competition, though. You know what I'm saying? I like that it's back and forth. There's no runaway with it. Even though those guys, well, OKC is doing well overall, but you know, still it gives Victor something to still shoot for. And I can't disagree with BA at all. Like when you talk about, because I've always been big on this whole global agenda with the NBA, Hank, BA, y'all know I brought that up a couple different times, but you know, it really makes sense that like BA was breaking it down, how the NBA really would want Victor walking away with this award, you know, especially in comparison to Chet. You know, it's just more box office.
And then Chet has a better team, which is kind of unfair if you want to do comparisons.
He's
contributing a lot, though. He's doing a lot for his team, though, as well.
Like, he is, Chet, but
really out low key, Chet is outplaying Wemby to me from what I've seen, but Wemby. Like we've been saying, he's the face. He's the nice guy, the nice, kind, soft-spoken guy from overseas with a whole different demographic that can spread that buck, spread that France money and all of that all the way over here.
All right, fellas, let's get into our main topic of the show tonight, episode 184 of The Best of Seven. Y'all already know how we coming tonight, gang. Yeah. Man, 10 NBA players that need to be traded. My God. I got to talk to the bosses because I really did my homework on this one. I got a list of 10 people. I want to get your guys' opinion if y'all think that I'm bugging out or if y'all think these guys make sense. And if you guys got anybody that y'all want to throw in the mix, by all means, you don't have to wait for me. You can just randomly throw a name out there. We'll definitely break them up and chop it up. But I got 10 names of NBA players that I feel like need to be traded. I want to start off with Trae Young. B.A., what do you think about Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks? Is it time for Trae Young to get traded?
Nah, Trae Young is the franchise of Atlanta. He is the heart. He's everything to Atlanta. Now, his homeboy that just got there?
DeJounte?
Yeah. He don't need to be there. Him and Trae, he need to be there. Trae is the face of Atlanta right now and has been for the last couple of years.
But can they still win? Like, can they still build something special with Trae? Like, I'm feeling like that experiment is like fizzled out. Like, there's nothing that can be done in Atlanta to help Trae and, you know, collectively them win something. I just feel like they just need to part ways.
Seven, who have they got to help them though? Seven, they got DeJounte Murray and paid him over $100 million, and he's another guard. Get him help. He needs help. Like, he needs help defensively specifically. But I mean, DeJounte Murray is a dope player. Is a dope player, underrated to an extent. But how could he improve the Atlanta Hawks with a $100 million contract? Didn't make sense. They didn't need him. They needed something else.
But is Atlanta a marketplace right now that a star would want to come to help Trae Young?
It could be. Definitely. It should. That's the A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, with all, no Black disrespect Hollywood to Atlanta, we know the A is lit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Cole, that's where you from, ain't it?
I'm in here right now.
I swear, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm just saying, like, as a team, as a locale, as a destination for a star to feel like, man, if I go here in a year or two, we can definitely make some noise. I don't know if Atlanta is a destination right now with Trae Young. For a star like a Paul George or someone, I don't think they still will be able to make any noise.
I think with Paul George, they'll definitely make noise. They need something like that.
Trae Young, Paul George with like a defensive-minded center.
That's a nice foundation. All right, what about you, Hank, with Trae Young? Should he need to be traded or no?
I think he's okay, but it's really about what he wants to do because there have been rumblings that he wants out for the last couple of seasons. So I think they can build around him, but if they feel that he really don't want to be there, they need to get something for him and get him out of Atlanta.
Second name I got for you guys that I feel like needs to be traded, Jaylen Brown, the Boston Celtics. Cole, does Jaylen need to stay or go?
He, with that contract, he can't go nowhere, dog. Like, he can't do nothing.
I don't know what Boston was thinking, bro. What the hell? $600 million?
Yeah, that's about to be that once they get the other person put together. 300.
Jason Tatum got that too, right? Yeah, that's what it is.
He's about to get it this offseason.
He's going to get more.
Who, JT?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll get about $20 million more.
What do you think about Jaylen Brown and the Boston Celtics, B.A.? Is it time to go or what?
It's been time for him to go. He needs to, in order for him to be who he's trying to be, he's not going to be able to do that beside Jason Tatum. He's always going to be Robin. And you can tell he has the mentality not to be that. And then they've tried it, and they're really good, but they're not great. So I think he should go.
What about D'Lo? D'Angelo Russell, Hank. Should he stay or go?
I'd rather him stay. But it what? Depends on it depends what? Depends on what they can get for him.
I'm putting on my D-locate.
If you can get someone of someone that can really affect the needle, you get rid of them. But if
you're
not,
gonna have to. I think you're gonna have to.
It got to be a Kyrie. It got to be a what's his name, Donovan Mitchell. Someone that's going to affect winning.
What about you, BA? When we talk about D-Lo, stay or go?
I can't, Hank. Somebody's going to definitely have to call the bosses, Hank. I can't believe that long. Really stay? To really think about, does he need to stay or does he need to go? You know he need to get up out of there, man. You know he need to get up out of there.
No, he doesn't.
He not right. You know he not right for this team and this buildup. He not.
What don't you like about D'Lo BA?
Pressure bust pipes. And that's all I gotta say. When it comes to moments during the season, he's going to give you those games where he got 32, 35. 11 assists, 12 assists, and he's going to do his little shake, and he's going, oh, my ice in my veins. He's going to do all of that. But when them in the playoffs, though, in them POs?
I saw him do it in the playoffs last year.
How many games?
The closeout games. That's all that matters.
The closeout. Well, this is why they got swept, too, right?
Ooh.
Why did they get
swept? He didn't show up. He wasn't there.
Okay.
His jersey, he didn't have a jersey on that game. But like I said, when moments come for them to elevate and get to the next level, he is not that guy for that. I would rather look for someone else to place him, even if it's just another role player that's just more consistent.
Here's my argument before I go to Cole with the next player. Why does D'Angelo Russell have to have that responsibility of being that guy in the moment, BA, when you're alongside of LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Why does he have to have that responsibility?
Because you are a top three pick. You are a former All-Star. And then on top of that, you are when Anthony Davis and LeBron James carries the team three quarters in a row, they're tired, they're beat down, they're getting doubled, tripled, not in the right spots. You got to be that person. You got to be that.
But before the season started, I thought people would have said that Austin Reeves would have to be.
I was just about to say, I thought Austin Reeves was the third best player.
Yeah.
He ain't ready yet.
Okay.
He will be, but he's not ready yet. And we seen this slide, and we seen him disappear. I don't know if it's because of summertime basketball or whatever they trying to blame it on. I just feel like he needs another. This will be the year that next year he'll probably be more seasoned. Right now, he's still not ready.
Fourth NBA player I feel like need to get traded, Cole. Let me know what you think about this one. Donovan Mitchell, Spider-Man at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Should he play his contract out or should they get rid of Donovan?
Leave. Yeah. Leave today, bro. They don't know what they're doing. They can't find – bro, it has been like 3-4 years where all the Cavs needed was like a real shooter at the wing position to elevate, and they can't find it. They got Max Strus. He's a fake shooter. Everybody knew he was a fake shooter. Leave that organization now, or you will waste the next 3 years of your career.
Hank is big on Spider-Man. What you think he should be gone, Hank?
Oh yeah, the Cleveland better trade him. This really a Cleveland thing, not Spider. They got to get something for him. They gave up a lot to get him. They better get something for him. He's not. I don't see him signing back. So,
what was the expectation though with him in Cleveland? Like, who thought that they was really going to do anything? I felt like they exceeded expectation last year, making the playoffs.
So the concept with that team was that they're going to have weak perimeter defenders, except for like Isaac Okoro, but they were going to have some of the best defensive switchability from their big man with Allen and Mobley. But that's not how that worked. They got deep fried by Jalen Brunson. Mm.
Yeah, they get their backcourt. Shout out to Becky Hammon. I don't like a lot of stuff that she be saying because she be tripping. She's a great coach, but she said the backcourt is too small. And that's exactly for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. But she said the same thing about Jalen Brunson. She said he's too small to be a best player on a championship team.
Which he is.
Yeah. we always have an exception to every rule. I believe that he can possibly be an exception if he does have the right pieces as playing the point guard, because he doesn't have to. He's one of those players that don't have to score to be who he is. He can be. He can set the table for everybody. He's not the issue on New York right now.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's the issue, but I think when you talk about moving pieces to put around him to and still be the one, like we talking 2K, like video game, like it would be unrealistic pieces to be going around him. Like, I don't think I really don't think there's no way in hell you can have him being the one and them guys, you know, winning the title. I just can't see it.
They're going to a finals.
How?
One point guard.
That trade they just made, you see how much better they got? They're going to make some more trades. This is not the end of it.
Look at the rest of the league, though.
The point guards don't got to be big guys, though. They
got to step up.
They don't have to be big, but if you're small and you're the best player on your team, you're not winning.
You got a point. I have no rebuttal to that.
Let's get to the number five NBA player I feel like needs to get traded. B.A. from the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker. What you think about Devin Booker?
I know a lot of shout out to Phoenix. I know y'all love y'all. I love y'all some Book. But get up out of there, Book. Get up out of there, bro. It's time for a new scenery.
Go to L.A.
Come home to Detroit. Come home.
I would love to see him in Detroit. But
that would be nice.
Bro. No, I'm telling y'all, Hank, I hope you believe me. I know Hank is on the fence, but Detroit is a good team for real. They lose.
No, I'm not on the fence. I know they do.
For sure.
I'm winning right now, but they're going to win next year. They're going to be surprising people.
They're just young.
He got to go. He got to go, man. He can't be there. KD is over there. He wants to be a 6'10 point guard, dribbling and all of that. He got the most horrible hands in the world. Then you got Bradley Beal over there pump faking like he going to do something, and he can't even stay on the court, man.
It's almost like I told Seven KD was overrated, but you know.
I remember that.
Bro, you are so disrespectful to Kevin Durant. I was listening this morning to – what was it, Hank's show a couple weeks ago? Bro, this dude Cole is so disrespectful to KD, and he's Hank overrated. Is so disrespectful to LeBron. I've been taking notes. This is crazy. All right, so that was number Devin Booker five. Cole, what you said? What do you think about DB?
Go to LA. Go to LA today. All
right. I'm gonna tear everything up if you go to LA. Because LeBron is gonna win a championship if he goes. If he goes, they're winning the championship.
Yes. Number five.
If anyone would go to Detroit, I think Book will go. And everybody else would scare away from it. I think if the offer was on the table, say send me.
But you know what I like about that, bro? He's the type of guy that would have people wanting to come to Detroit and play with him.
Yep.
Stars.
yes.
With Jalen Duren and Kay with him.
They got
They got the pieces.
But gotta be healthy though.
Cut Killian Hayes today.
Oh yeah. They've been trying to get rid of him, man.
That nigga so sorry, dog. It's crazy.
They've been trying, man.
The number six person I have as NBA player that needs to be traded. What about Chris Paul, Hank?
Well, he's hurt now, so I don't think they're going to get rid of him. But like we talked earlier this year, but I mean, at the beginning of the year, I think we saying we thought he was going to be trade bait.
Yeah, I wasn't never sold about this whole thing with Golden State because I didn't think he was going to buy into what they were asking him to do.
Yeah, if they can get some nice pieces for him, I think that they should get rid of him to help boost that roster and try to do something to make the playoff run.
trade Klay Thompson, they're gonna get Devin Booker.
Well, I saw the Warriors targeting DeJounte Murray.
Now that's a good pickup. That's a great pickup.
Yeah, and Pascal. They're targeting Pascal as well.
Really?
Siakam. They're trying to get Siakam.
Would
you give up Klay?
He's gonna put on a Warriors jersey and fold.
Yes.
Wow.
Draymond don't need to be in the league, bro.
Hey, let him get locked up in Canada. Let him go swing on people in Canada and get locked up up there. Yeah, we don't.
DA, You know, you already know what I'm gonna say. Send him home, Detroit. Booker, Draymond in Detroit.
You want
that's
Draymond?
The worst spacing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're gonna make him tough. Yeah, he gonna let show him how to win.
No, he's not.
Right away. Am I right, BA?
Yeah, he could, but he's a liability. He gonna smack somebody before the season even.
He probably need that. Bring that bad boy back. Smack them all up. Bring the bad boys back. Smack them all up.
Yo,
we ain't losing
that
tonight.
Is some nasty work.
Going. Get out of here, bro.
Him and Beef Stew on the team together should be illegal.
Terrible. Number 7, NBA player. I feel like need to be traded. I'm going with your boy Cole. Hank said things is looking good now, but I've witnessed this organization try to get rid of this guy in the offseason. Talking about Paul George of the Los Angeles Clippers. Should Paul George Cole be traded or should he remain as a Clipper?
Come to Atlanta.
He needs to go.
Come to Atlanta. They don't value you for real, man. They
Thank
keep leaving you.
They
hanging.
Don't, bro. They don't
they keep
love
leaving
him.
You hanging in the playoffs, dog. Go somewhere else, dog. Go back to Indiana. That might be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Going back to the Faces. Mm-hmm. What about you, BA? What you think about Paul George? Stay
no,
or go?
I think he's the best player on their team. But even if you say he's the second best behind Kawhi, because Kawhi has been on a tear, they better not get rid of Paul George, because they might. Hey, I know I said this earlier. I told y'all this before. I'm telling you, I know basketball. I know I'm right. I'm right. I told you the Clippers might mess around and make it to. They might get to the Western Conference and they might make it to the finals this year. And that's because of them and health. Health is the biggest thing with them. But they are that good, bro. They are really, really good. And Paul George, he and Kawhi and James Harden, for some reason, now they've gotten to the point where they look at each other like, okay, I'm off tonight. I can't hit nothing. You do what you got to do. And it's been working for him.
Right.
Is that the old man remedy? All y'all get together. Ain't my night. It's your night tonight.
Back in LA.
but when D-Lo do that, he need to be traded. Okay.
Hey, D-Lo, but D-Lo do it every
cap. That's so cap.
Three out of five games a night, he do that.
That's so cap. You don't shoot 40%
only good two out of every five games.
Come on, that's okay. This man Darvin played in like 19 minutes last night, bro.
Let's go to the number eight NBA player I have on my list. Let's go to number 8, man. Hank, let me throw this name at you. Lonzo Ball of the Chicago Bulls. Should the Bulls trade Lonzo Ball or keep Lonzo Ball?
I think they want to keep him.
You think so?
I think they want to keep him. He's supposed to be coming back this month. I don't know what's happening with it, but I think they're gonna keep him at least to the end of the season.
Yeah. What about you, BA? You high on Lonzo, Stan?
Get him up out of there, man.
As much I want to see him come back to Los Angeles, bro.
Go to LA. Yes, he'll help out LA because now he can shoot. He couldn't shoot when he was in LA. Now he can shoot that thing. But it looks like Stephen A. might have been right when he was talking about him. And, you know, Lonzo got – he was like, man, I heard he keeps getting setbacks on his knee and all of that. Then Lonzo gets on there trying to do the little squat and everything. Like, yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm back. We still ain't seen him. So,
nope.
Yeah.
He might have to go. He might have to – new scenery, bro.
What about his teammate, Cole? Zach LaVine, he's number 9 on my list for NBA players, 10 NBA players that need to be traded. I got Zach LaVine on deck. Do you think Chicago should part ways with this guy? Or should they keep him?
I feel like they should trade him for the same reason that I feel like Cleveland should trade D. Mitch and the Celtics should get up off of Jaylen Brown. Mm. It's because like when you have two scoring guards that are best with the ball in their hands, but DeMar is becoming a little bit better of a passer. Zach LaVine's becoming a little bit worse as a passer. It's just not going to work. It's never going to work.
I just feel like we've read this book before, especially when it comes to Boston. Like, that's just why I got respect for him, but I'm just like, at the end of the day, there's never going to be a situation where they'll get over the hump, I don't believe. Like B.A. said, it's just not going to work with J.B. and J.T. They'll get you almost as you know, almost there, but never quite over the hump, in my opinion. Number 10, last but not least, on my list of 10 NBA players that need to be traded. Kyle Kuzma of the Washington Wizards. Hank, what you think about Kyle Kuzma? Because I think he should be. I still see potential in Kyle. That's why I brought his name up in this equation. But I feel like he's not going to max out in Washington like I projected him to be.
Well, putting him back in a winning situation would be a good thing. Get rid of them losing habits. But as far as development, he's a good player. So it would be good to see him on a winning team. Don't know where that would be. Winning situation, but it'll be good to see him move somewhere else. What's his name again? Let have the team to himself for real.
Oh my god,
not Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole,
yeah, let Jordan Poole have it to himself. Yeah, man, everything now 40 shots a night,
32% from the field, though.
The worst plus minus in the
league. Bro, did you see the difference, BA, from Golden State to Washington? Free boy.
It's negative. It's almost negative 400 points, bro. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I've never seen that.
When you look at Kyle Kuzma and when you look at Jordan Poole, bro, like, what situations fit them best? Do you feel like Kyle need to be on a team that's bad so he could play well, or do he need to be on a winning team to play well? And the same for Jordan Poole. Like, what type of team do you think these guys need to be on to max out how good they can be?
Both of these guys are glorified role players. They're glorified role players. They play good. You can start. Kuzma could start, but he has to be a third wheel or a fourth wheel. He with no pressure. He plays well under those conditions, especially in a winning culture. In a winning culture, kind of reminds me of Andrew Wiggins in a way. You throw him in a winning culture, he's going to excel, and sometimes he can be the second best. Sometimes he can do that. Yeah. As far as Mr. Negative 357, whatever, he's a six man. He's a six man. That's what he is. And he has to be a six man on a winning team where he's playing mano a mano with the backups, giving them buckets.
I would love to see him in Philly just to see Embiid's reaction when he gets some shots.
Really?
I want to see him back in Golden State. I think he could help Golden State right now. He coming could. Out of the bench.
D-Money, what's the word, brother?
What's going on, y'all? I tried to just watch. You know what I mean? I'm on the road.
Too much. But too y'all, much would, to
y'all, just, y'all just would not check BA, bro.
My nickname for this year is the Oracle.
He's been on it. He's been cashing out.
Except for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Y'all didn't really let him go there and lie about them Clippers, bro. Listen, come on, fam. Like,
when it comes to him and talking to Clippers, I want him to make his own bid. I don't say nothing. I want him to do this because we got basketball to play. He's gonna embarrass himself doing that.
Look, Seven, right. When April hit, we know what time it is. When April hit, we know what time it is.
Seven, you already about to get some free wings from me. Hey. What more do you want from me?
Hey, look, but BA. BA was right. He said they was going to turn that season around, and they have turned it around.
He did. So I got to respect him because he called it. And Hank, didn't he call it when they was losing?
Yeah, when they was losing.
Yeah, he called it when they
played. Hey, BA, come holler at me when playoff P show up.
Playoff P don't got to have all that pressure, though. That P was for pressure.
Let's holler at playoff P. Matter of fact, Let's highlight James Harden when he get into the playoffs. Let's bring that guy up.
When he can't foul bait, talk to him.
No pressure. That's you're not getting y'all.
It's no pressure.
Put it down.
What do you mean? It's no pressure,
bro. They have what they call solidified backbones, bro. It's not just it's all on me. I gotta go 100,000 and do this. And but if somebody get injured, if injuries, that's it. That's the only thing that I concede to. But if they go in super solid, no injuries, everybody healthy, it's a wrap. They're gonna be the best team outside of Denver.
Okay.
I got one more topic before we end the show. But before we get into this last topic, did y'all hear about the new Netflix series they doing with the NBA players?
Bro, I need something about it.
Bro, Netflix is creating an NBA version of their hit NFL documentary series Quarterback. And this series is starring LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, and Domantas Sabonis.
This nigga LeBron.
Can I put a disclaimer? Devin does not care about this. He only cares because LeBron James is on it. I'm not letting you get away with this.
Oh, that's all
that's a
money.
Fact. Oh, that's all fact.
He's pushing the agenda.
Y'all hate so bad that this 39-year-old man still in Netflix movie.
I'm not hating on him. I got a story. I just came out. I don't know if y'all seen it yet, but I just dropped LeBron James' story. Bro. So I'm not hating on LeBron.
D-Money been following BA work. I've never known BA to like fake stories, create videos just cause. But he took me back with this video for LeBron because he had a lot of respect for LeBron James. And the way he put this video together was very well put together. And it just took me back. I'm like, bro, is this nigga trolling me? Is he trolling me? Because he sent me the link directly. I'm like, oh, yeah, he did this shit to be smart. But, man, it was fire, bro. I am loving that. What is it called? What's the series called again, bro?
It's called Storytime with B.A.
Storytime with B.A.?
Yeah,
he just breaks it down. He breaks a situation or a scenario down in relation to how it really related to him. It's crazy. You gotta check it out. BA, that was genius, bro. I fucks with that. Heavy.
Shit, appreciate it. With that being said, I'm not hating on LeBron, even though I kind of lost love when he went to Miami. That's when I was just like, no.
Hey, oh, really?
God.
But you had a problem with the decision.
I had a major problem with
the decision. So do you take back the drug allegations, the HGH allegations? Are those gone too?
Hey, like I said, my love left when he went to Miami, and where was the allegations? Where was the allegations at? They wasn't in Cleveland.
Bro, this is nasty freaking. All right, fellas. Last topic of tonight. Appreciate y'all joining me. So before we did a topic maybe a couple weeks back on who had the deepest bag in the NBA, pretty interesting conversation. I know that segment did a lot on social media when I clipped it up. I wanted to revisit that segment, but I wanted to break it down to the Pacific Division specifically. I wanted to ask you fellas, who has the deepest bag from each team in the Pacific Division? And then overall, when you look at those guys, who has the deepest bag out of those five guys? So we have, of course, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Kings, the Warriors, and the Phoenix Suns. For Phoenix, I feel like Kevin Durant at this moment still has the deepest bag on that team. I could be wrong. B.A., I'm assuming you disagree with me. You're laughing your ass off over there. So
I'm laughing at Cole. Cole over
he's
there.
He's bugging out. Yeah. This is his time to shine. I ain't tripping. I should go last with Cole because he's going to be disrespectful. But, B.A., what do you think about Phoenix? Who has the deepest bag on the Suns? I say KD.
It could be a 1A, 1B because Booker has been doing all right, and he's been actually distributing the ball pretty well. I'm going KD, man. I gotta go KD. He's had multiple max out performances where even if you hating on him, you still gotta give him his props.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole, my brother. Deepest bag in the Phoenix Suns organization, and make it good.
Hey, I'm gonna take the guy that got a left hand in the playoffs and actually knows how to use his bat during clutch time against the Lakers. Yeah, it's D Book.
I ain't mad at that, D Book. Hank, Los Angeles Lakers, bro. You know, I had to toughen this one up for my boy Hank. Purple and gold. Who has the deepest bag with the Lakers?
Oh, man. Shoot. I'm trying to think. Like, I'm going to say Bron, but I want to say D-Lo, but he don't show up enough.
So. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah. It's D-Lo.
Why would you want to say D-Lo?
It's D-Lo.
Because D-Lo can handle the rock, man. He good.
Come on. You saw what he did to Chet.
Oh, God.
And we talking about that. We talking about being able to dribble, off the dribble, all that type of stuff. He nice with it.
Hank, I don't even know why he even brought up D-Lo now.
Damn, that's it. That's bug.
I was going to bring up
I was sitting there waiting for him. I think he said Anthony Davis, AD. And he's like, no, D-Lo.
AD baggers.
Teachers on.
Bringing up AD and back. Talk is crazy.
Teachers on.
That's crazy. D-Money. Who got the deepest bag with the Lakers family?
Hey, with the Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I only know one guy that leads in points ever. Last time I checked.
Bron?
Man, so, I mean, I understand he old, he's 39, but, you know, he had to get all that stuff from somewhere, so gotta be Kane.
Even to this day, bro, you can plug LeBron in so many different scenarios and make it happen.
He got that unk bag, man. We ain't trying to hear that.
So who got the deepest bag of the Lakers then, B.A., if it's not Bron?
AR has the deepest bag.
Real ball.
Liability on defense.
He has the deepest bag. And what I guess the bag that I'm talking about is...
When I say bag, I'm talking about all the skill sets, offense and defense.
So it's the best skill set.
LeBron don't play no defense like this. Stop it. We're not
a bag is dribbling, passing.
Hey, BA. Hey, BA, you'll appreciate this. Hey, LeBron's bag so deep, he makes your favorite players freaking spot up shooters.
Exactly. That's a fact.
What about the Clippers, BA? Who got the deepest bag in the other team in LA?
Oh,
I think it's Kawhi.
PG.
You think it's PG?
Yes.
Come on now.
Now, Cole, the last time we had this conversation, you said Kyrie, but if not Kyrie, Paul George. And you explained it well, but I'm Kawhi. Looking at it wondering why not Kawhi for the same reasons you said Paul George.
Kawhi don't have, bro.
Do you see him dribble the ball?
He too stiff with it. He too
Kawhi
stiff.
Is effective. Paul George got a bag.
Yeah.
He has Paul George actually is he has an effective bag.
Yeah, he's fluid. Yeah. Like, we can put very those together. Fluid.
We can put those together.
That man dribble like a Republican. Come on,
bro. I'm gonna have to get a new television because dribbling is the only thing y'all giving me.
He can shoot that bag.
He's not more efficient shooter. He ain't more efficient than Kawhi.
Yes, he is.
Bro, go look at the numbers.
Yes, he is. He's one of the greatest shooters.
Pull up the numbers and tell me how much different those numbers are.
Nah. I got to go. Paul George has definitely got that bag. It may not show up in the playoffs, but the bag is there. You know what I mean? That's why people get mad at him.
I'll take
it. Him or Harden.
You know what I'm saying? I'll take it.
Sacramento, I think it's a no-brainer. I got De'Aaron Fox. Anybody disagree?
I got Malik Monk.
You got Malik Monk for Sacramento.
Are you
trolling or being real?
I'm being dead serious.
He's being dead serious.
I respect that.
I think Cole is just being objective today. I just want to be objective today.
Malik Monk does have a bag.
He does have one.
Hey, he just bag is deeper than De'Aaron?
I'm not saying it's deeper. He has a bag, though. He got a bag.
You feel me?
What about Golden State, BA? Still Steph? Steph?
It's always going to be Steph. It's always going to be Steph. Like, Steph has one of the deepest bags in the entire NBA. And he's had one of the deepest bags for damn near a decade now.
He had it when he came in. It just got deeper.
Yeah, he got his ankles right. You feel me? His ankles. He had bad ankles when he came in. Now his ankles are good.
Yeah.
Cole, salute, bro. I see you got to go, man. Appreciate you coming through for this episode. So, family, before we get up out of here, fellas, we got Booker, Braun, PG, De'Aaron Fox, and Steph Curry. Which one is the ultimate deep bag in the Pacific Division? I'll start off with you, Hank.
Hold on. You see, it's only one guy to say D-Book. I thought y'all both said KD.
Yeah, well, I had KD.
I had KD as well.
Yeah. And to be honest, D-Book had to get his bag from somewhere, and half that bag belongs to KD. Ooh, so that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, hey, talk your shit. I ain't mad at that.
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying?
So what are we doing? Who has the overall best bag out of those selected, Hank, in the Pacific Division?
Are we talking offense? You talking about what is your definition of bag?
My definition of bag is total skill set, what you can do offensively and what you can do defensively. All the different categories, you can check off the boxes from dribbling, passing, stealing, blocking, assisting, court vision, efficiency, everything that you can do, I consider that your bag.
So then you have to go with Bron then. But if we're talking about offensive bag, that'd be a different story.
I'll put it like this. For me, y'all going to kill me if I say this, but it's Paul, man.
Paul George?
It's Paul George. It's PG. Hey, money. We on the same wavelength again.
This is insane.
Paul literally does everything, bro. That's why he's pissing me off.
Everything.
And it's very smooth. Like, it's not like a light bag. Like, it's not forced. You know what I'm saying? He plays defense. He's athletic. He got dribbles. He can shoot from anywhere you want him to shoot. Dude got everything, dog.
Yeah. Did y'all not just watch LeBron poster that young man this week? Y'all forgot?
How many times?
Y'all forgot?
Acting like he ain't never posted LeBron. He posted LeBron.
I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Bro, Indiana.
When he's in Indiana, he dunked on Bron. And he dunked on Birdman. He dunked on a couple other people.
This nigga had to go all the way back to 2013, bro. Stop it, bro.
Bro, I'm just saying.
That's a tough one, yeah. Him and Bron is... If you're talking about overall bag... Yeah.
Overall bag, Paul George has the best overall bag in the whole... not conference, but...
In the division.
In the division. He has the best bag.
Damn, Cole just left, but I'm assuming Cole is going to agree. I'll get his take. So just for the record, I do my documentation. B.A., D-Money, and Hank all agree. Paul George has the deepest bag in the Pacific Division.
Right now, as of today.
I'm going with Bron, but I'm just saying I can't sneeze at Paul George. Like,
what would separate the two? Because I do feel like on both ends of the court, Paul George, but I don't know if Paul George is effective offensively as LeBron.
He dribbled better than LeBron and he shoot better than LeBron.
No, he don't.
And he played better defense than LeBron. That's big. Those are big, major things those are major differences.
He definitely dribbles better than LeBron. We're not doing that.
He shoot better than LeBron, too.
He shoot better than LeBron. He's not more efficient than LeBron. And he's not smarter than LeBron.
LeBron, if you want to talk about basketball IQ, LeBron has one of the best IQs in NBA history, if not the best. I give him that. But we talking about bag, though. We talking about bag, bro. Hey, LeBron, like, he a little handbag. You know, you feel me? A little bag. You
call him a little handbag.
Oh, when Paul George is on the court, it's Christmas time. He's Santa. He got a big deep in that thing.
All right. I'm taking notes, Hank. I swear to God, bro. You already know, man. Episode 184 is officially in the books, boys and girls. This was my first episode of the new year, 2024. So salute to my brothers, D-Money, Hank, B.A., and Cole, joining me for our launch of the new year, man. Definitely appreciate it. Man. So you guys, make sure if you guys are new to this platform that you subscribe to this channel, smash that like button if you enjoyed today's episode. I actually are doubling up this week. We got episode 185 with a special guest, JJ Peters going down this Saturday. We were supposed to do the show last week. I got sick. So we are going to be doing that this Saturday. So we have another episode coming up this weekend. And hope you guys can pop in and join us for that. Make sure you can follow my brothers on social media respectfully where they are doing their thing at. And we will holler at you guys next week here on the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Fellas, I appreciate y'all.
Peace and love. Appreciate
you. Always, brother.
Alrighty, man. Y'all be safe. I'm out.
You too.
Peace.
Peace.
This episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
All right, man, I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.